Heritage along the Kyle Line, Strathcaran Station, featuring sporting estates. The route of the Kyle Line passes through a number of estates. In the 18th century, the landowners were basically the clan chiefs. Clan Matheson held many of the lands in the western part of the route, and Clan Mackenzie on the east. However, after the last Jacobite rising and the suppression of the clans after Culloden in the late 1700s, landowners needed to find new sources of money. Some cleared the land to make way for sheep farming. Later, there was more money to be made by creating deer forests and letting out estates for sporting parties. Many people made their fortune with the expansion of the empire in the Far East, Africa, and the Americas. Alexander Matheson was one, earning a fortune on the opium trade in the Far East, which enabled him to buy back his family's lands at Attadale and to build Duncraig Castle. Other incomers reinvested their money in the Victorian era fashion for sporting estates from the mid-1800s. The value of many hunting estates soared, and over the years many were merged and changed hands frequently. There are a number of these sporting lodges along the way. The most visible from the train are Strathbran between Achnacheen and Garve, and Glencadden between Achnacheilich and Achnacheen. Many of the large houses and lodges, such as Loch Luchert Lodge and Glencadden Lodge, Achnacheilich Lodge, Attadale House and Duncraig Castle, had private stations. Although Glencairn Halt was closed, those for the other estates survive as request stops along the line. Glencairn Lodge lies north of the rail and the river. It was designed in the late 1800s along with Achnacheilich Lodge and Duncraig Castle by Alexander Ross, an Inverness architect known locally as the Christopher Wren of the North. Glencairn Lodge has a long history as a sporting estate. In fact, in 2012, it can still be rented as a holiday accommodation or for a shooting in season. Occasionally, large herds of deer can still be seen from the train. One previous owner of Glencairn Lodge in particular is worthy of mention. Lady Evelyn Cobbold was reputed to be the first Western woman to perform the Hajj in Mecca in 1933. She died in 1963, aged 95, and was buried in true Muslim tradition, facing east in the glen above the lodge. The Highlands continue to change due to industrial and economic needs, from crofting to sheep farming to sporting estates, and now often to woodland forest. This large-scale forestry has brought in the need for deer fencing and has changed the landscape. In the future, who knows, maybe it will be green energy. Some large estates created their own villages. As you travel between Strathcaddon and Plockton, you will see across the loch the long village of Lochcaddon, previously called Jeantown because it was a planned estate village. Nearby, at the head of the loch, is the settlement of Kirkton, which has a long history. The White Church, which you can clearly see from the train, was built in the 1800s. It replaced an earlier church, which survives nearby in ruins, built in the 1700s. Perhaps on the same site is an even earlier church of the 7th or 8th century, dedicated to the missionary St. Milruha.